The San Francisco Giants' Barry Bonds remains two home runs away from one of the biggest records in sports. It's the career record for the most home runs in baseball. Hank Aaron owns that record with 755. Back when Aaron was chasing the record, the number was 714 home runs. The man who set it was Babe Ruth, and Aaron's pursuit became a national obsession. NPR's Tom Goldman reports.
Hank Aaron was up next. It was April 8, 1974, and the man nicknamed Hammerin' Hank was about to bat for a second time that night against the Los Angeles Dodgers. His career home run total stood at 714, tied with Babe Ruth. Up in the broadcast booth at Atlanta Stadium, NBC sportscaster Kurt Gowdy and his colleagues watched as the fans began to rise up out of their seats.
And another standing ovation, number five, Joe, for him.
He's going to set all kinds of records tonight. Fantastic. So you've got to feel the excitement.
A record crowd of nearly 54,000 certainly felt it. Fans held signs reading, "Slam it, Hank." The stands were draped in bunting. Aaron's Atlanta Braves teammate and good friend Dusty Baker felt the buzz, but he also sensed something else when Aaron turned to him before heading to the plate.
You say, "I'm going to get it over with right now." He said, "I'm tired of this. I'm going to get it over with."
Baker knew that if Aaron had gotten as much love before this night, maybe he wouldn't have been so tired of this.
You know, it wasn't a very happy time. It wasn't nearly as happy as it should have been.
Even as radio stations pumped out a cheery ode to Aaron called "Move Over, Babe," the home run pursuit was fraying around the edges. Aaron was hailed on the road, but Braves home crowds in 1973 were so small it prompted headlines around the nation, such as "Aaron playing in relative secrecy." Some say it was because the team wasn't winning. Others believe it was a Southern response to a black man challenging the legend of a white sports icon. The hate letters were proof of a racial backlash. One read, quote, "You are not going to break this record established by the great Babe Ruth if I can help it. Whites are far more superior than jungle bunnies. My gun is watching your every black move." Some of the threats were specific enough to prompt FBI protection for Aaron's family. Aaron had a bodyguard, but as a public figure, there were plenty of times when he was exposed, like in the dugout during one game when Dusty Baker says he and teammate Ralph Garr ignored Aaron's warning to stay away.
I remember one day he told us not to sit by him because somebody was going to shoot him that day, and we're like, "Oh, Hank, we're down with you, man." You know, and me and Ralph were looking the whole time. And he wasn't looking to act like he wasn't afraid at all.
Aaron revealed little about the threats and taunts, even to his closest teammates. "Hank was kind of like your dad," says Baker, "who goes to work, and you know, work's not always rosy, but dad never tells you about it." Still, Aaron was not afraid to talk to the many reporters who flocked to him about the racial aspects of his quest.
"I suppose if it was a Roger Maris, a Mickey Mantle, a Herman Killebrew, one of the white players was probably going for this record, it wouldn't be much as far as them talking about whether they want Babe Ruth's record broken or not."
In the end, they had no choice. Aaron's talent, consistency, and powerful wrists drove him inexorably toward Ruth's record.
Ball to him. Now they boo. Now Downing again. Downing's keeping that ball low and away from him.
And by April 8, 1974, most fans, even from Atlanta, were on board. A poll from the time showed 77% wanted Aaron to pass the Babe.
Aaron, in his earlier days, used to hit more to right and right center than the left. That's a long drive. Balls it deep, deep. It is gone. Henry Aaron is the all-time home run leader now.
He would hit 40 more in his career to set the mark of 755, which Barry Bonds will soon break. Bonds will have the number, but the ambivalence surrounding his pursuit may ensure that Aaron retains the status he achieved finally on that April 8th evening. There are no "Move Over Hank" songs on the radio. 755 may live on as baseball's true mark of power and dignity. Tom Goldman, NPR News.
Your opinion of Barry Bonds may depend in part on your race. Commentator John Ridley explores why at his new blog, Visible Man, at npr.org.